Sixth grade students at Glenwood Springs Middle School studied the formations of local landforms. Take a listen to what students have to say about our area's formation.
Have you ever been up to Glenwood Caverns and gone to the fairy caves? They are so amazing. We are students from Glenwood Springs Middle School, and today we will share with you how they are formed and some interesting facts.
Have you ever really wondered how they were formed? Does the words weathering and erosion ring a bell? Weathering breaks down rocks into smaller pieces, and erosion moves and changes rocks. They probably formed with a constructive and destructive force. They change after years and years, so there's also water in the caves. At night, the water goes into the cracks of the rocks, freezes, and shapes them or breaks them differently.
There are many stalactites and stalagmites. If you've been up to the caves, you may know them as hanging Cheetos. They're made out of limestone and calcium carbonate that is dissolved by water and contains carbon dioxide. And when they both grow all the way, they form a column.
Also, close to 1,000 tons of rocky debris were removed by hands with buckets and wheelbarrows to create this amazing cave tour. We think that the fairy caves are the most unique landform in this valley. They're even the first caves to let people inside in the U.S. And we hope you can take some time and admire the fairy caves next time you come to Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Thank you.
This has been a collaboration between the Glenwood Springs Middle School, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, and KD&K. Support for this project comes from the Colorado River District.